So one thing that I wanted to say this morning was that I went to the gas station to try to get some stuff for the day, some stuff for work. And the problem that I ran into was that I'm starting to not wear a mask anywhere just because I don't want to, but also because I'm reluctant to open myself up to caving into people's rules. I'll say it that way. Either way, I went in and I was looking for ice, I was looking for drinks, I was looking for just standard things for the day. And I already knew that people were going to ask me to wear a mask. So I tried to, you know, dodge the situation until I was already in the gas station and say, hey, oh, well, I can't wear one later on once I'm already basically done with grabbing my things. And the gas station attendant didn't, I couldn't pull a fast one on her. Either way, I get halfway into the store and then she looks across the store and she says, hey, you need to wear a mask. And I said as politely as I possibly could, oh, I can't wear one, I have a condition. And I guess that didn't sit very well with her, because what happened was she told me, hey, you can't be in here without a mask. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to get out. And I should have probably approached it a little bit differently, to be honest. I should have said something a little bit nicer, and I've actually thought of what I could say, which I'm gonna try next time. But I just went straight, you know, full hand and said, I'm sorry, but that's discrimination against a disability. I don't think you're allowed to do that. And the reason why that wasn't a good thing was because immediately her defenses went up. It wasn't like I went at it in a nice way. It sounded like I went at it as harshly as I possibly could right out the gate. And that's not the way I should have done it. Either way, it actually happened that way. Her defenses went right up and she doubled down and said, oh, well, you know, my manager, I'm sorry, we're a private business. My manager said that if no one's wearing a mask, or if someone's not wearing a mask, then refuse service to them. And that's just the way it is. Well, I doubled down again and I said, hey, I'm sorry, but that's discriminating against a disability. That's still illegal. And I was going to, you know, go into how wearing a mask isn't, or not wearing a mask isn't illegal, because it's not really a law. Or whatever. I was going to go into it all, but I just, you know, doubled down and I said, I'm sorry, that's discrimination and that's not legal. And, you know, I guess she either got fed up or she said, hey, I don't want to deal with this today. Well, whatever it was. And she said, all right, this time go ahead and grab what you need to get, but next time you can't be in here without a mask. So I went ahead and grabbed my stuff and, you know, walked to the counter as politely as I possibly could. I said, you know, thank you, this is it, you know, they're just whatever, the couth interaction that you have with a gas station attendant normally. So I went ahead, grabbed all my stuff and walked out. But the way I should have went about it was to say this: I'm sorry, I can't wear a mask because I have a disability, and I recognize that you are a private business and you do have the right to refuse service to anyone, but if you were to refuse service to me just because I'm not wearing a mask, then that would be discriminating against a disability, which I do have, which is illegal. So I don't want to try and bring it to that point. I just want to grab my stuff and get out. I don't want to be in anyone's way any more than anyone else. And that might have went over a little bit better, to be honest. I think it might have. But either way, once someone is kind of set in their way on, hey, this is what you're going to do, it's kind of hard to change their mind. I mean, it's hard to change my mind once my mind is set in its ways. Either way, it just seems like no matter what kind of, what would you call it, what kind of common sense you have doesn't translate into the same kind of common sense other people have. So in the end, it's not so much, I said this earlier to a few other people when I had this conversation, and I keep talking about masks. I don't know the kind of hatred I have for it, but it seems like it's pretty bad.
I hate them!
Either way, I feel like the common sense you should have is that you need to pick your battles. And I didn't pick my battle that time. Well, at least I could have just put my shirt over my nose and said, hey, is this good for now? You know, whatever, just ignore the whole thing completely. Because I'm not a guy who really likes conflict at all. I actually really dislike it. I don't like being in a situation where I have to argue or who knows what. My heart rate goes up and I can tell that I'm getting into that fight or flight mode, and I just hate it. I don't like that. It's not something I like. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes it's necessary. And I think I conflict the times when it's necessary with the times that aren't. That's why I keep saying pick my battles, because I don't know which time is more necessary than another. Whatever. Quick morning rant. Had a conversation yesterday, small one, short one, about what I should title the episodes, of just these quick thoughts off my brain. And the name of it was going to be Stuffing Things, but guy on YouTube, Talon, say he's already got a section of his stuff called Stuffing Things, which is essentially the same thing. Not really, because he does a lot of gun reviews and a lot of skateboard reviews and other things like that, his vlog. But so it's a little different format, but I didn't want to take anything from someone else that I consciously knew in the back of my mind was a title. Like, sometimes I might have something that's the title of someone else's already, but I wouldn't have known it, so it's not a big deal. But I already knew this guy had his thing, so I might not go with that. But for now, I might name this one episode Stuffing Things, just because, I mean, it works, so maybe. But either way, this is it for this morning. Just a quick rant off of something that shouldn't have happened, but we'll see what goes on from here. With everything.
Okay, we're gonna play that game.